ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नाम श्रेष्ठं मनुमपि शचीपुत्रमत्र स्वरूपं रूपं तस्याग्रजमुरुपुरीं माथुरीं गोष्ठवतीं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवाशं प्राप्तो यस्य प्रथितकृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयतः परकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनतन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Continuing speaking on how to be a success in anything, with special reference to Srila Rupa Goswami's Upadeshamrita, which Srila Prabhupada translated and commented on under the title The Nectar of Instruction. I've been saying that I would speak especially about writing Vaishnava works, but I haven't been doing that much. But hopefully I'll come to that today. Now, of course, it's not just in the Gita, not just in the Nectar of Instruction that we find advice about success in work. The whole Bhagavad Gita is about work. To work or not to work, that is the question. Arjuna, not exactly, but should he fight? That was Arjuna's prescribed work, or not fight. And Krishna, in the beginning, he spoke to him about being success. You'll attain the heavenly planets, or you'll either attain the, if you fight, you're guaranteed success. either you'll, where is that? Jitva va boksha semihim. What's the first line? Hato va prapshasi swargam. If you die, then you'll attain to the heavenly worlds. Jitva va boksha semihim. And if you're success, if you conquer, then you will enjoy the world. There's no third alternative, like surrendering. either you die or you win, one or the other. So he spoke like that, but Arjuna wasn't very satisfied. And then Krishna came to Jaya Jayo, win or lose, Labha Labho, Jaya Jayo, Sukhe Dukhe Samaya Kritva. Krishna's instruction to Arjuna is just, when Arjuna wasn't satisfied with the idea of being a success, a material success, Krishna gave to him the understanding of how one can be a spiritual success by doing one's work as well as one can and not being attached to the result. So later in the Bhagavad Gita, toward the end of the Gita, Krishna speaks about siddhiye sarva karmanam, how all work is brought to perfection. But he doesn't exactly give a formula for that, but he speaks Panchaitani, Mahabaho, Karnani, Nibodhame, Sankhya Kritante, what is it? Sankhya Kritante, Proktani, Siddhaye Sarva Karmanam. He says, I will now speak on the five factors of activity, action, which are required for bringing all activities to success. In other words, if any activity is going to be a success, there will be five factors involved. Adhishtanam, the place, tata, and karata, the worker. That's Krishna uses the word here, karata, the doer. Whereas elsewhere in Gita, he says, ahankara vimurhatma kartahamiti manyate. It's required to have a guide to understand Bhagavad Gita. Otherwise, you just get confused. I think it's full of contradictions. It's a major question in the Sankhya Proktani. As Sankhya Kritante Proktani. Here, Sankhya means the Vedanta. So these are major questions which arise in the Vedantic exegesis, interpretation, if you like. Is the soul the doer or not the doer? Is he karta or not karta? It's a major question in which there are major philosophical divides, even within Sampradaya, within the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. It's all mercy. It's all the Lord's mercy. Say the Tengalais. And the Varigalais say, no, you have to do something. Otherwise, what is the meaning of the word karata? So anyway, there has to be a place of action and a doer of action. Karanani cha prithak vidham. The various activities that are performed, the means to bring the activity to fruition. Vividas cha prithak cheshta. The various kinds of endeavor. So that's it. That's it, right? If you do something, there's a place, there's a doer, there are the methods of doing it, and the endeavor. That's right. Well, that's all, right? So, well, that's four. Daivang chaivatra panchamam. There's also daiva, the hand of God. It could be translated as luck. But luck means you get what you deserve. Krishna appoints that, okay, you get this bit of good karma. Or if it's bad luck, you get this bit of bad karma. We don't know how it's going to work out. Risks, there are such things as risks. Srila Prabhupada took so many risks to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. It was quite likely, as Sumati Murarji told Srila Prabhupada, she didn't want to give him a ticket to go to the West. Not that she didn't want him to preach Krishna consciousness in the West, but she said, you'll die, old man. You'll die. You're an old man. You'll die on, quite likely, die on the boat itself. And he almost did. Then he would have been unknown. He was unknown. Nothing would have happened. But he took the risk. He went to New York City. No friends, no money. He could have died on the streets of New York as another homeless person. He took the risk because he knew that Krishna is helping him, but at the same time, it's not guaranteed that all our efforts will be successful. Our Sri Rama Charanaravinda, he previously... You're sitting there with your foot, leg going like this. Stop! That's the first instruction Srila Prabhupada ever gave to Lokanath Maharaj. Personal instruction. Lokanath Maharaj was sitting, shaking his leg like this, and Prabhupada said, "Stop!" That was the first of many instructions he got from Srila Prabhupada. Don't shake your leg. So Srila Prabhupada took the risk. And Krishna was with him. Krishna wanted it. But at the same time, Krishna didn't make it easy. How luck will manifest? That is, that may not be. It's there's risk taking, and I was saying Sri Ramcharanamanda risk. He was in risk assessment for some financial bank or something. So and Tapan Mishra was also doing that. Well, a little different. So people want to take loans. We're talking about millions of dollars here, and yeah. So it's a risk. The company may go bankrupt, and you lose the bank loses all the money, which they never had in the first place. then you have to assess the risk, but a gamble is something more risky. Just you put the money on the... just like a lottery. How much is a lottery ticket? 50 rupees. There must be different. I probably none of you know. I don't know either. 50 rupees, 100 rupees, lottery tickets. But it's almost certain you're going to not win. But if you win, you hit big. But a risk means it's more calculated. So Prabhupada took the risk, but he had to struggle. It wasn't just by... He went to the Western world and immediately he got down and Sarvadhaman Parityajya Mamekaya, and then immediately thousands of people fell down his feet. It wasn't like that at all. And preaching Krishna consciousness will never be like that. So it's a struggle also. So these are the five factors of action. Daivam, the hand of God, how he ordains. Of course, generally that's how he apportions our karmic reactions. You get a little bit of your... In such a situation, you take a risk and you get a little part of your good reaction awaiting you. And then then your risk turns out positively. But it may be that you get some part of your bad reaction also. And how Krishna adjusts it all, that's up to Krishna. And it's beyond our ability to understand. Gahana karamano gatihi. It's very difficult to understand how it all works because it's all extremely complicated. Anyway, these are five factors of action and one should be aware of them. It's not just luck. It's risk, take a risk or take some action, but one should think carefully about what one's doing before one does it. So if we're going to write a book, just like someone wrote to me, I want to write about the history of the Gauriya Math after 1937. I was asking for some advice. My advice was don't do it. because very difficult to ascertain, because you get completely different stories from different parties. And what would be the benefit to the world anyway? Even if you do, well, he wrote that history, we can learn from history. But as one wise man said, the only thing we learn from history is that we never learn from history. And we can see actually, in our ISKCON today, we make the same kind of mistakes. We go on making the same kind of mistakes, and we don't seem to learn. So what would be the benefit? Better to see the Krishna consciousness of the people involved, even if, I'm saying in the Gaudiya Math, even if there were certain activities which we really, be very, very difficult to relate to them, to the people involved as being devotees. But again, what's the point? Is it more likely to make people lose faith in Vaishnavism? I had that experience actually. I had some notes about the goings on which I'd heard from Jyoti Shekhar Prabhu from one perspective. And I had them transcribed, and the devotee who was transcribing that became very disturbed. I've had that experience also in other similar situations where devotees become very disturbed when they hear about the misbehavior of devotees. So, okay, it's there. Krishna does say, api chet sudara charo bhajate mamananya bhak. My devotee may act very badly. Does it serve the cause of Vaishnavism to highlight it? Maybe to warn people to where they're going to bow their head and practice Krishna consciousness. Maybe in the present time, but in the past, I don't know. Look at the episode of Gopinath Patnaik with the son of the king of Orissa. Definitely this Gopinath Patnaik, he must have had a very intimate relationship with the royal family, because he dared to insult the prince. He was almost like a brother. You can insult a brother, but then the prince remembered, I'm a prince, you're not. So there must have been a whole big background to that. We don't find that from Chaitanya Charitamrita, all the details, but enough is told that we can see the mercy of Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu upon the family members of Bhavananda Rai, and that they're all pure devotees of Krishna. But he was corrupt. Gopinath Patnaik was corrupt, a pure devotee of Krishna. That we know from the Chaitanya. From the Chaitanya. In his worldly dealings, he had been engaged in some corruption. That's all. So anyway, getting off the topic a little bit. That's one of the points. Sato vritte. In this third verse of Bhagavatam, third verse of Nectar of Instruction, sato vritte, in the six factors which lead to success in devotional service, one way to translate that is to lead a clean life. Don't get messed up or mingle with all kinds of things which will entangle you in with bad people and in bad situations. So, anyway, let's go on then to the third verse, because I spoke on the first verse of the Nectar of Instruction. And then the third verse, I'm going to skip forward to the third verse. This is the one which says, Shadbhir Bhaktir Prasiddhyati. Six factors which lead to the complete success in devotional service, and largely applicable to any endeavor of any kind, good or bad. Especially the first three. The first one is enthusiasm. Well, that should be obvious. If one is not enthusiastic to do a task, then it's not likely that one will do it very well. And again, we can give the example of the mysteries here. The workmen putting in screws, they're not enthusiastic about their work. If they're a little enthusiastic, they don't bother to do it properly. Actually, if they just change their mentality a little bit, they'd be much happier. If you try to do the work nicely instead of always thinking how I can do it as quickly as possible to, so I can get them. I have a contract to do this job, let me do it as quickly as possible, and then I'll get my money, and what the hell if the doorknob falls off after 2 days? That's not my worry. But if they change their mentality, they just take a little extra time to do it, they'd be much more happy. They could take, if they're enthusiastic about it, they're not enthusiastic about doing their work, they're only doing the work because they get some money. But if they had the idea, yes, I'm going to do something which is going to be used by so many people for so many years, so let me do it well, then they themselves would be much more happy, and they'd probably get a reputation for being a good workman and earn more. But otherwise, they're all the time trying to do things quickly when there's no one supervising them, and they're always in a battle of wits with whoever's supervising them to try and cheat him. It's just a miserable mentality. It's the mode of ignorance, actually. I was going to I'll go through to that shortly. So if you're not enthusiastic, how are we going to do it? We're talking about writing Vaishnava literature. If you're told write something about this, write an essay about. Actually, I can't think of anything in Vaishnava literature that I would be unenthusiastic about writing, although, because it's all bliss. But in one sense, I might be unenthusiastic. For instance, if I was asked to write, difficult to find any examples. Okay, if I was asked to write a compendium of narrations of the lives of great Vaishnavas. Wonderful task. Why should I not be enthusiastic? Well, I might not be enthusiastic because it's a major task, and I already have major tasks that I'm already engaged in. And it's not so important in the sense that there are already several compendiums of such works already there. So that might be an example of... Somehow I was told to do this, then okay, I'd do it. Actually, I would do it. If I had to do it, I'd do it with enthusiasm also. It'd be very blissful to do it. But but if obviously one is not enthusiastic, then he's not going to go do a good job. Even making chapatis or idlis, if you're not enthusiastic, then you don't care. And then you don't do it properly. So everything for Krishna should be done first class. Krishna is Purushottam. He's the supreme, highest person. So everything should be done first class for Krishna. One won't get a job. Say one is in the White House in Washington, D.C. There must be room cleaners and valets and the house manager, maybe the FLOTUS does that, the First Lady of the United States. Maybe she does that, I don't know. But anyway, there are people. You're not going to hire someone to serve in the residence of the Presidents of the United States if they're not first class at their job, even if the job is cleaning or changing the sheets on the bed. You're going to have someone who does it properly. It's not a difficult thing to do properly, but if someone does it half-heartedly, complaining, then forget it. You're not going to serve the king the highest administrative or political position in the most powerful nation in the world. If you're going to serve a king, you have to be up to the standard. So if you're going to serve Krishna, we're going to have to be up to the standard. Everything we do for Krishna should be done properly, so that indolence of the mode of ignorance That's not useful for serving Krishna. If for writing, in anything, enthusiasm, and next is determination, because enthusiasm is often short-lived. You think, oh, let's do that. Oh, that's a great idea. I've had experience many times. Devotees say, I can help you in writing, and give them something to do, and they don't do it, because the idea of, oh, that's a great project, I'd like to help with that. But then you find that the idea is nice, and if you get the book to read it, it may be nice, but the work on going through sentence by sentence, word by word, making a narrative, it's a lot of hard work, actually. And those who have not written books, they probably can't imagine. I couldn't imagine before I started writing books how much work it would actually be. Often we think of work as lifting up bricks, putting them in place, but it's mental work. And it's just like one can become or will become physically strained and tired by physical work, one can also become mentally strained. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who wrote so many books, at one point in his, well, actually he was sick on and off practically throughout his life, or showing the pastimes of sickness. But at one point he went through a period of mental exhaustion and headaches due to mental exhaustion, because he'd been doing so much intellectual work. And then he took some treatment and became better. So the determination to continue with a task, because these are the six, I didn't mention that, I said the six processes which bring a task to perfection. I presume you all know them, but I didn't say, so I'll say them. They are utsaha, enthusiasm, dharya, utsaha nischayat, determination, dharya, patience, tat tat karma pravartanat, working according to the prescribed way, sangha tyaga, giving up bad association, wrong association. Well, literally means any association here, but we have to understand it contextually. And sato vritehe, which Srila Prabhupada translates as following in the path of the previous authorities, and can also be understood to mean living a clean life. So, first is enthusiasm, next is determination. Enthusiasm, it can be like a big fire. Yeah, I'm very enthusiastic. And then the big fire just quickly flares up and then dies down. Determination means to keep the enthusiasm stoked, to keep it going on. That means one has to keep on putting fuel into the fire. It has to be a steady fire that doesn't go out. Once the fire goes out, it's difficult to relight it. Of course, nowadays, in the days of matches, it's not so difficult. But in previous times, if a fire went out, then it's difficult to relight it. Therefore, just like in a steam engine, for instance, in a locomotive, you have the engineer, at least in England, I think in America, the train engineer means the one who drives it, but the coal man, he has to see that the coal is put in and the right amount and the right time. It's his job to keep it going all the time. So in the same way, the enthusiasm, the writing projects, they may go on for years, especially if you're doing research and writing on a major topic, which I'm personally engaged in at the present time. This is the second major research and writing project that I'm doing. I thought this one would be much quicker, as usual, but it always extends. But the first one took me more than 20 years to complete. Not that I was working on it full time, but on and off and put in a lot of time. But the result is something, it was worth doing it. One has to be, one should know, have enthusiasm, but also know that Pritak Cheshta, just quoted from Bhagavad Gita, there's going to be a lot of work also. Be prepared for that. Therefore, determination. The fire has to keep on burning. And day and night, just like this fire of wanting to serve Krishna will extinguish the fire of lust, of material desire. Dushpurena analena cha, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, the fire of lust is always burning in the heart. But if we have the fire that I've got to do this, I've got to do this for Krishna, and it keeps on burning in one's heart, I have to do that. And then when one is eating and sleeping, you wake up in the night and you think about something for the book you're writing, then it's possible to achieve it. Otherwise, who will go on writing? Our Vaishnava tradition in general, the Vedic tradition is where there are many profuse authors. Srila Prabhupada was a profuse author. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, profuse author. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he actually, in terms of writing and original works, not so many, especially after he took up the preaching of the active preaching of the Gaudiya Math. Prior to that, he did commentaries on Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, but many of his essays were redacted and made into articles. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Jiva Goswami, in the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, as we're in this part of the world where it's prominent, Vedanta Deshika wrote over 100 works, and there are so many profuse authors. And difficult topics also, philosophical topics. To write a commentary on Vedanta Sutras, it's not an ordinary thing. One has to require whatever perspective one writes, whether one writes from Advaita background or the Sharira Shariri Bhav Vishishtadvaita or Dvaita, just called, later called, Shuddha Dvaita of Madhva. It requires tremendous knowledge. One has to have so much background, and then just to enter into the understanding of each sutra, and then to give the... It's not just you think, well, I think this, and you're right, but it has to be connected with, it's Vedanta, with the Upanishads. So one has to know very well the subject matter. So that comes up actually in Tat Tat Karma Pravartana. But it's all interlinked. It's all interlinked. That it requires much determination, and that's quite opposite to the mode of ignorance, the mode of goodness, the determination that is required to stick with a task. We know that Lord Brahma creates, Lord Shiva destroys. These are quick, relatively quick activities. Lord Vishnu maintains mode of goodness because it's an ongoing activity, sustained over a long period of time. So about determination in the mode of goodness that is sustained. Dhrityayaya dharyate manah pranindriya kriyaha yogena vyabhicharinya dhritisa parata Satviki, that determination, which is unbreakable, which is sustained with steadfastness by yoga practice, and which thus controls the activities of the mind, life, and senses, is determination in the mode of goodness. So again, the determination, the mind, the life, the senses, it's all focused on a particular task and sustained with steadfastness by yoga practice. It's not just a mental state that one puts oneself into, but there are certain external practices or practices of the body or certain habits that we can take which help to sustain our determination. And overall in Krishna consciousness, whether one's writing books in Krishna consciousness, building temples in Krishna consciousness, daily going into the kitchen and cooking for Krishna, day after day after day, it requires certain determination. So that is sustained by yoga practice. And we can all experience that, that these procedures of rising early, going through the whole morning program, chanting daily the Hare Krishna mantra as prescribed on beads, taking only Krishna prasad, food offered to Krishna, reading spiritual literature, Srila Prabhupada's books. This sustains our life in Krishna consciousness. It is our life, and whatever else we have to do, we get strength from these practices which keep us in the mentality, the determination for serving Krishna. That's called Krishna consciousness. Opposite to that, the mode of ignorance, yaya svapnam bhayam shokam vishadam madam evacha navi munchati durmedha driti sa partha tamasi. Determination is not really determination at all. It just goes by the name of it, which cannot go beyond dreaming, fearfulness. The mode of goodness is abhayam, fearlessness, and bhayam, bhayam cha bhayam eva cha. They all come from Krishna. So fearfulness, lamentation, moroseness, and illusion. Such unintelligent determination is in the mode of darkness. Durmedha, bad intelligence, wrong way of thinking. So that's useless for anything. Even materially, one cannot achieve anything if one is in what? In modern psychological lingo would be called negative outlook. There's probably some fancy Latin word, but the common word, negativity, durmedha. Just you see everything bad, and then the three modes of material nature, as you know, are described in detail, some detail in Bhagavad Gita. Alasyam, laziness, that is a symptom of the mode of ignorance. So this laziness, can't put in a screw properly. Can, but just too lazy to do it properly. Then no one can achieve anything of any value with such an attitude. So we can all experience how applying ourselves to the yoga practice of rising early, chanting one's rounds, attending Mangalati, and not just as a routine or a ritual, but if we just say, I'm here, Krishna's here, I'm so fortunate, have the opportunity, and engage, not just physically do it, but put our mind into that also. Then we become enlivened. And if we don't, then we don't become enlivened, and we can't maintain the first determination is the determination to keep on doing it, as long as one can. There may come a point when physically it's not possible to do all these things due to old age, sickness, ill health, that may come. Even Haridas Thakur, he had the pastime of being too old and sick to chant his 192 rounds every day, which most of us don't have the, what to speak of, spiritual taste, maybe even physical stamina. It might be difficult to do that. So there's determination. We have a program to keep our determination, which is to follow the basic sadhana given to us by Srila Rupa Goswami via his representative, Srila Prabhupada. And if we're going to write Vaishnava literature, it becomes meaningless if we don't live as a Vaishnava. Which, what's the first thing if one's going to be a Vaishnava? What's the first thing? First thing is get up in the morning. That's the first thing every day, right? First thing, everyone gets up. I mean, there are some people who get up in the afternoon, but they're not Vaishnavas for sure. Most people get up in the morning, but in time for attending the Mangalarati. And that will please Krishna. And Yayatma Suprasiddhi will be pleased also. So, and that will give us the determination to keep on going. It becomes, when we think of determination, we think that, yeah, it's always a struggle. And life in this world is a struggle, that's for sure. But if there comes a stage where, well, that should come right at the beginning, actually, where we don't think, shall I go to Mangalarati or not? Shall I chant 16 rounds or not? There's no question. It doesn't require, once one makes the determination, in English the word determination can also mean like making a vow. When one makes the vow to do that, then it becomes automatic, so to speak. And that gives the determination to face, it gives the strength to face the various obstacles which will come, including in one's own mind, because it's hard work. I'm just sitting in front of a computer screen nowadays. Actually, computer makes book writing much easier, which is maybe an advantage, maybe a disadvantage in some ways, because it can lead to some kind of laziness also. But certainly it does facilitate research and getting feedback from others and so many things. But still, there are so many other things you could do in Krishna consciousness. I can sit and sing bhajans. Very nice. I like to do. I can go and visit holy places when the lockdown is over. It's very nice. I like to do it. But one has to keep focused throughout the day, every day, throughout the days and weeks and months and years that it may take to do the job. It's often a struggle, but the determination has to be there to keep going. And there are other projects which excite me. I want to write so many books and so many things I'd like to do in Krishna's service, but be realistic. How many things can we do? At least let's finish this one. I'm the book project. Then we'll see about other things. In the meantime, I can make some little notes for other projects. So determination means to keep the enthusiasm going. This is, why should we be so concerned? Who am I anyway? We may think like, who am I anyway? Who am I anyway to write some books, and who, what have I got to give anyone? But then we think, I'm an instrument. I have some service, this is my service. If one is writing Vaishnav books for any other reason than thinking that I have to serve the mission of Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas, it's a very big thing to write and say, I'm conveying something which should be conveyed. You may say, well, who are you? Who are you to do that? Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami got the order from all the Vaishnavas and the blessing of Madan Mohan. What, who are you? Well, actually, anything we do in this Krishna conscious movement, it's all serving the mission of the previous acharyas. But writing books, we may say, well, that's, you know, who are you to do that? Yeah, who am I? One has to see. If by writing such a book, the mission will be, there'll be benefit for the mission. And I got into writing books. Actually, first I was in Bangladesh, and due to circumstances, we would spend usually no more than one day in a village. We're going village to village, and people get all enthusiastic about Krishna consciousness, and we'd go on somewhere else. So I was seeing people getting enthusiastic, but we're not there to train them and tell them what to do. So I wrote a little book. I wrote it in English and had it translated in Bengali and went through the translation line by line, word by word, and published it. That was my first book. That was a precursor of The Beginner's Guide to Krishna Consciousness, which I later wrote in English, which, even objectively speaking, I think everyone can agree that is a, there's a contribution to the mission of our acharyas. So that determination, enthusiasm, not that I will become famous or something like that. It's difficult to sustain. It may be difficult to sustain such enthusiasm if one wants to give something substantial to others. Because where's the juice? There's no bhakti rasa in thinking I will be honored by others. And when you're writing, actually it's quite likely you'll be dishonored by others also. Or when you do anything in this world. When you try to do anything, even a good thing, you'll be dishonored. Someone will criticize. Even if you're trying with all your heart and you're doing it very sincerely and doing the right thing, and someone will criticize. Just that's, there are some people in this world like that. So determination, and then determination is very much linked with patience, because there'll be so many obstacles, as you're finding in building this temple. There was just a 3-month obstacle that you couldn't build anything. Well, that's an obstacle. If you want to build a temple, if you're not able to build, that's an obstacle. There was 1 month of holiday season, all the workers went home, and then it was time for them to come back, and then lockdown. So almost 3 months lost, and there's so many things like this. Some, 4 years ago, then all the quarries in Tamil Nadu, just Jayalalitha, just closed them all down overnight. All the places you're getting stone from. You couldn't have predicted it. These kinds of things happen all the time. You may say in writing, well, that doesn't happen in writing because, you know, it's straightforward. You're just sitting. Well, there's sickness, various upheavals. That something happens in your own life or someone else's life that you have to get involved with, or obligations to go here and there and meet different people, go to festivals, the obstacle of one's own mind. Tedious, it can be tedious. Writing is 1% inspiration, 99% perspiration. So we've heard and experienced. So enthusiasm, determination, and patience. Keep on going. It might take many years to do, but if it's worth doing, then do it. If it's not worth doing, then don't bother starting. If it's worth doing for Krishna, then it may take time. Of course, if one's just writing a little essay and you take 5 years to do it, well, that's not so good. One should not be. That's also a symptom of the mode of ignorance, is it not? Dirgha Sutri, taking a procrastinator, one who takes an inordinately long time to do something. Putting a screw, using that same example, how long does it take you to put a screw in? 20 minutes. 20 seconds should be the maximum for a skilled mystery in normal circumstances. So, Hare Krishna. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, who with great enthusiasm, determination, patience, following the path of the previous acharyas, Himself practicing Krishna consciousness that way and teaching us to do it, and giving up association with non-devotees. He went among the non-devotees and made them devotees. So Srila Prabhupada, as with everything, he exemplified the path for us. Actually, I just wrote a Vyasa Puja offering, and somewhat adjusted for this book I'm writing, how Srila Prabhupada, following the principles of Sri Upadeshamrita, preached Krishna consciousness, established it in the Western world, and spread it all over the world. So all glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evajapatita.